The death toll continues to rise after missiles hit four hospitals in Syria on Monday. At least 50 people are dead. Russia is rejecting claims that its warplane struck at least one of the hospitals run by Doctors Without Borders. But the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights in Britain says the hospital was targeted, and France says that could constitute a war crime. Stephen Rapp is a joint fellow at the Hague Institute for Global Justice. He is at The Hague. If Russia did target this or any hospital in Syria, would that constitute a war crime?
Yes, very definitely. Even if rebels or their enemies are being patched up or cared for there, it's been part of international law for 150 years. You don't target those institutions. Sometimes they do get hit by accident in military operations, but certainly if it was intentional, it's a war crime and a grave breach of the Geneva Conventions.
But with all those conditions, how do you indeed prove that it was, for instance, intentional, that it was a war crime? How do you build a case?
One can build cases as we did in the former Yugoslavia, the War Crimes Tribunal there that was established by the UN based on a pattern of conduct. And General Galich, who engaged in the attacks on Sarajevo while that city was under siege for more than 3 years, ended up being prosecuted and convicted and sentenced to prison for life for going after humanitarian objects. But it takes a pattern of violations unless you can find the orders or the artillery maps, which are always difficult to find afterwards. It's through the circumstantial pattern that you develop this kind of evidence.
But I want to push a little further, because we're talking about a war zone here. So how do you actually gather evidence?
Well, first of all, I understand that each country is obliged, who engages in combat operations, to investigate itself. And certainly there have been times that the United States, most recently involving Médecins Sans Frontières in Kunduz and in Afghanistan, without question, a U.S. munition hit hospital, causing serious loss of life, and that's being actively investigated. Findings have been issued publicly. A public report will be eventually presented by the Pentagon. There's a three-judge panel that's inquiring into this. When civilians are killed by our bombings, and of course we are, the United States, engaged in combating ISIS and hitting other areas of Syria. Each time there's a loss of civilian life, there's an investigation and a report about what was found, and every effort is made to avoid this. The Russians just say, "Oh no, we didn't do it," and that's not the end. They are required to investigate and to do it in a credible manner.
And so the incident you're talking about involving the Doctors Without Borders hospital in Afghanistan, that happened last year, and
yes,
as you say, it's about to go before a panel. The U.S. says it was not intentional. What do you do with that kind of statement when one government says, we didn't mean it?
Well, one obviously needs to, if you're talking about the third parties that are dealing with it, you need to understand the battlefield. You need to have the witnesses. You need to deal with what other things that country has done. I don't want to speculate upon particular circumstances that led to that bad intelligence from the Afghan authorities that sent information to the U.S. or what it was. The president's made clear that that was a mistake with horrible consequences and something that requires to be investigated. But it's not a war crime if it's a mistake. But if you intentionally attack a hospital, or if you use a disproportionate force going in an area, and that's basically what the Russians have been doing. They've been intensively attacking these areas, not where ISIS is located. There's no ISIS anywhere around Idlib. They're attacking the opposition that's opposing the Assad government, people that represent the victims of this regime that are fighting for a future of Syria, and hitting those people in heavily populated areas and doing it in a fashion that isn't consistent with the laws of war, which requires you to know what you're targeting and to target not civilian objects, not areas where you think there's some of your enemy located. But that you have a plan and a strategy for that. And so obviously, if you were investigating the Russians, if you ever had jurisdiction in this case, and obviously with the Russians not being in the ICC and not being willing to accept any kind of international jurisdiction, that might be difficult. But that's not to say it's impossible. The ICC right now is dealing with what happened in Georgia in 2008. So it's possible that these cases could eventually come to court. And then you'd be looking, one, at evidence that shows intention, and two, evidence that shows they're being indiscriminate in their use of force so that it can't be justified by the military objective that they're seeking.
What happens if the U.S. or Russia or Syria is found guilty of committing a war crime?
Well, understand, in the modern world, since Nuremberg, this is not a matter of prosecuting whole countries. It's not the Russian people that are responsible for this crime. It's individuals. It could be people right up to the top. If you know what your forces are doing and you fail to take action to prevent or punish it, responsibility goes right up the chain of command.
Thank you. Stephen Rapp, joint fellow at the Hague Institute for Global Justice, former U.S. ambassador at large for war crimes at the State Department. Nice to speak with you.
Enjoyed it.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Lisa Mullins.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.